Welcome to Shom Al Shom on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Sam Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvis Daf Nuntes. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the sheet of Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya holds that a woman does not have to work for her husband because Ein Isha El Yoifi, a woman is meant to be beautiful. Ein Isha El Bonim, a woman is meant to have children. Fetani Rabbi Chiya, Ein Isha El Tachshite Isha, a woman is only to have jewelry, to have Tachshitim on her. The Boine, who is a Mefarish on the Yaakov, right, points out and asks, why doesn't Rabbi Chiya say all three sentences together? That Isha is only the Yoifi, the Bonim, and the Tachshitim. So the Ben Yoda answer is very simple. If you look in the end of Maseches Tainis, the Gemara there says that in Tubo, in Yom Kippurim, the woman went out and they danced in the vineyards and they told the men to come marry them. And there it says that each group said something else. The beautiful one said, Ene Isha El Yefi. The ones that are Yichus said, Ene Isha El Bani. And the ones that had neither, so they said, take us, L'Shem Shamayim, Uvashita Trunim Bezuvim, which symbol understanding is, like here, give me Tachshitim. That is the third part of the woman, says each one comes from a different group. But the Ben Yoda also adds that this all applies to the same woman as well. And just to explain a little what he says, can I add one more question? Isha Le'yoifi and Le'bonim make sense. That's the natural thing that Isha gives. She gives beauty and she gives children. Ene Isha Tachshitim is what she's asking her husband to do for her, to give her Tachshitim, to give her jewelry. So what is that connected to the other two? She's not doing that. It's not her purpose. Her purpose is that the husband will give her Tachshitim. Says the Ben Yoda, really talking about the sequence that happens with a woman. A woman is beautiful. Then she has bonim. That's the main reason to get married. But says the Ben Yoda, the Gemara already tells us that when a woman gives children, she loses some of her beauty. So how do you correct that? Now the husband has to give her tachshitim that will make her beautiful again. That is the sequence that a woman is going from yoifi to bonim and then to tachshitim, and that's all three things come to Asia. And we find al derech haremez, two different ma'alchim, how to explain the three things that belong to the Isha. Start with the first one, which is brought clearly in the Avodas Yisrael, the Koshnetz Magid, who says, and the Jewish Tubehov, says that each one of these things belongs to a different part of Am Yisrael. The part of Am Yisrael, they have Torah and Mitzvahs, the Tzaddikim, they say, in a Isha, Eliyoyfi, tell Kishbochu, look at our beauty, look at what we accomplish. The second group are the people that don't have Torah mitzvahs, but they do have a yichus, and they're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Eisha El Bonim, look where we came from, look at the Avos HaKadoshim, look at the descendants that come out from us. We want to speak about the whole chain of Am Yisrael. And finally, we get to the third part, and there the Gemara in Tani says, that the group of women that are mechoros, that they're ugly, they say, Kchu Mikchem L'Shem Shamayim, do L'Shem Shamayim, Ubilvad, you should give us Tachshitim. As the Gemara tells us over here. So says the Rishon Lezion, we talk about people that are Baal HaAveira. People did something wrong. And they're doing tshuva. And they're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, do L'Shem Shemayim, accept the tshuva Shleimo, and give us Tachshitim, he says, referring to specifically to the year of Shemayim, give us Shpar of year Shemayim to us, give us the Shpar from above that we can't do ourselves, you give us. These are the three groups of women. One more ma'alach of Ramazan that you have over here is based on a few different pshatim that comes out, some of it based on Reb Tzadik HaKohen. Because Reb Tzadik HaKohen says that the Isha refers to the Torah in this world. And we find in the Torah, there's three different aspects of the connection that we have to Torah. One aspect is the glory of Torah, the beauty of Torah, how Torah is Miroim Ma'adam. How a Torah is so elevated, how it sparks and makes the Adam in such a great place. And connected that, you have Eina Isha, which is the Torah El Yoifi, the Yoifi and beauty of Torah. Then, as the Yerushalmi, Pharisee Yerushalmi says, the main reason for Torah is to do Maisim, to do mitzvahs. And that's Eina Isha El Levonim, that's what Tzadik brings, because Iker Tolisem Shal Tzadikim Maisim, Toivim, the Iker Bonim are the mitzvahs that we do, and that's the second part of Torah. And then the third part of Torah is Yidias HaTorah, is connecting and having the knowledge of Torah, the actual intellect of knowing and being immersed in Torah. And now we say in Neisha Tachshitim, Tachshitim, we know Tachshite Kalo is considered to be the Torah that the Chacham knows. says that Tabi Chacham is Tabi Chacham when he's like a Kalo that has 24 Tachshitim, he has 24 Sfarim, he knows the whole Tanakh. So the idea of Satoira, the Kol Klolu Satoira, is referred to the Tachshitim, and these are the three aspects. If the Isha is Toira, you have the three aspects that belong to Toira. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, to what's a group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.